Okay, let's begin.
She doesn't care, but she's not allowing coming out.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, so we're going to quickly go through here. Shmoneh Atzrei, just to give, obviously there's a lot more kavanas they have, but just to give maybe just a small little introduction to each bracha that you could be mechaven, and we'll give meaning to your bracha. As we mentioned last week from the Chafetz Chaim, that he said that a person should think for a moment before the bracha what's he doing with this bracha, and then say it bezrizus, say it quickly, and again it'll help a lot with the kavana. So if I don't remember, I didn't have to bring it here, but last week the Chafetz Chaim actually gave an example of the first bracha of Shmoneh Atzrei. I want to read back their notes to me of what exactly he said. He should be mechaven the first bracha Shmoneh Atzrei. He gave an example, the first bracha of Shmoneh Atzrei. That's all he said? Those were the words? That's the words of the bracha. No? Okay, well, if you want to write down who it says it, not every time I'm going to say who it says it, but it doesn't really make a difference. They all come from pretty early Makairas. But the Kuzri says that in the first bracha of Shmoneh Atzrei, it should be Mechaven for Malas Avitainu, the Milas of the Avis, because in their Schos, Hashem is Goymel Lanu Chasadim Toivim Umevi Lanu Geula. Which, obviously, those words are part of the bracha. So you have in mind, the kavana is the milos of Aviseinu. I have to remember, the first bracha of Shmoneh Atzrei is pretty integral, the kavana, of just the pirush hamilos of each word. So I'm not going to go through the pirush hamilos of each word, but that's easy. You can look at the English or something like that. But the idea is that when you say, Elikeinu v'elikei Aviseinu, Elikei Avraham, Elikei Yitzchak, v'elikei Yaakov, right away over there, you're invoking the that each of the Avos had a special midah, they had a special milah, that's why each one gets the name Elikei on their own. It's not Elikei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, because each one, Avram was Chesed, Yitzchak was Gvura or Din, and Yaakov was Emes or Tiferes, if however you want to, if you know more Pshat or more Kabbalah, as I say, Gvura and Emes as opposed to Din and Tiferes. But the idea is right before you start, you think the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Avos had Milas. What? Chesed. Before you start, you think the Avos had Milas. Each one excelled. It doesn't mean that Avram didn't do Din and Avram didn't do Emes, but he excelled in something. Special was the meat that he worked on, and because of they excelled with their milas in their schus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going malanu chasadim taivim, Hashem gives us chasadim, and he will bring umevi gula, he will bring the gula to Klal Yisrael, and we end off in the bracha Baruch Ato Hashem Mogen Avraham. Right, Chazal tell us that Hashem told Avraham that even though everyone's going to get mentioned, but Becha Chaysmin, the Chasim is with Avraham. So when you say Mogen Avraham, you think Hashem was the Mogen of Avraham. Ubizchus Avraham, he should be Mogen on Klal Yisrael. Again, the theme of the first bracha is the Avos had certain milas, and in their schus, we're asking Hashem to give us chasad and taivim, and to bring the geula. That is the theme of bracha number one. Yeah?
Why again do we feel it? With Magin Avram
specifically? Because Baruch Hu said a special schus Avram has that we're b'chaisim with Avram. So that's why that's like the final schus is that b'schus Avram, the Rebbein Shalom should be Magin Aleinu. Come to the second bracha, Atah Gibor. So in the second bracha, we give Shvach for the Gvurais of Hashem. Specifically, there's three or four mafteichais that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam kept for himself that didn't give over to Shliach. And they are Geshem, Tchias HaMeisim, and Parnasa. The fourth one would be Leida, the mafteich of Leida. it's not clear in the bracha where you have leida, but right away, you think about the second bracha, you think you're giving shvach vayda to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for three things. For Geshem, comes along with Geshem is Parnasa, that's why they're related to each other, and Tchiyas HaMeisim.
There's a hint for Mafteach.
There's a hint for Mafteach. Yeah, Mafteach is the hint, right?
Right.
Mafteach stands for... Meisim, and Pei is Parnasa, right. And Tav is...
Tau. Does that make sense?
Matar is the first one. Matar is the first one.
Right.
Parnasa. Right. The Tav is Tias Amesim and Tas is Kaya.
Right.
Kaya is the Leida. And that is in Matar Asurim. The Mepharshim say in the words Matar Asurim is the Mafteach of Leida. So the child is locked up in the mother and the child comes out. That's how it comes into there. So we have here in the second bracha right away you have the kavana that you're mishabeach Hashem for these three or four things, and very important is to focus on mechayim meisim, just the idea that the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to be mechayim meisim. It's one of them, but you see that's the theme of the bracha, because tzias hameisim is from the yisaidus amuna, b'maimin and tzias hameisim is yisaidus amuna, and therefore it's a very important thing. The lashon of some of the mepharshim is v'yitzke amunas tzias hameisim b'liboy b'amuna shleima. You should plant it in your heart. The Amuna and Tchiyas HaMeisim, and the truth is, who was the one, I think we mentioned this a different time, who was the one, the first one who was Mechaber, who composed the Brach of Tchiyas HaMeisim? Did I mention this once before? No? Anyone remember? Maybe we didn't? Yeah, the first one. No, before that. When, what? No, even before that, Avraham Avinu by the Akedah. Says the Yitzchak Park. We never mentioned it. I mentioned it somewhere.
No.
Somewhere along the lines.
No.
I think it may have been a different semester, maybe last year, 2 years. The Akedah we did. You guys weren't here last year. It was last winter, I think. Anyways, so you found it. It says Avraham Avinu by the Akedah, there's a Medrash that says that Yitzchak Neshama actually left him and then came back in, and that's when Avraham Avinu made the bracha Machayim Esim. Okay, but whichever way you look at it, this is the idea of here you have Tchiyas HaMeisim. Okay, now we move on to the next bracha. Again, there's a lot more in each bracha, and if you really want to work on this and you become fluent in these kavanas, so then you move on to the next thing and you try to find one more point in the bracha that you can be mechaven, and that's like the next level of teaching yourself the kavana. Like I said, if they become trigger words, at the minute you come to the bracha and you see Atagibur, you're ready to think of these three things, so then, or these four things, whatever they are, so then after that becomes something that you are able to do very easily and quickly, then you move on to the next kavana that could be found there. Because in this bracha also they talk about not only Tchiyas HaMeisim of Lasid Lavoi, every morning when you wake up it's really a main of Tchiyas HaMeisim that the Rabbeinu Shem gave you back your neshama. So that's like a next level of kavana here of Tchiyas HaMeisim.
And so I'm trying to find that Tchiyas HaMeisim like Tshuva.
Yeah, that's already getting lofty. Nice, that's getting lofty. I even said something in shul about Tchiyas HaMeisim, and I meant real Tchiyas HaMeisim, and someone came over to me afterwards and they started telling me, do you mean physical, spiritual? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, you see, tshuva is Tchiyas HaMeisim. I said, speech of a Gerson, this is beyond my pay grade. I know Tchiyas HaMeisim, someone's dead, they wake up, that's as far as I know. So, that's it. But again, there's much more in every bracha here, but we're just giving very simple. Okay. Now, then you come to Atta Kaddish. Atta Kaddish is a little bit difficult, but there's two things that give a Kavana Atta Kaddish. Number one is the very fact of Kaddish means that something is separated, if something is muvdal, it's beyond our reach. So the idea is that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us, with his midos. However, who he is himself, his atzmos, is rochik ma'od mehasagaseinu. It's atzal kadosh, v'shimcha kadosh. You are kadosh. That means you're separated. You're muvdal. V'shimcha kadosh. That means even your hanhagos and your midos are also beyond our understanding. The entire idea that the rabbi, after we come, the third bracha here is to say that Rabbeinu Shalom, as much as you relate to us, we have to remember, and this we mentioned before, in every bracha we said, like you talk to Atah Hashem, you talk straight to Hashem, and then you talk in third person, because although HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a direct relation with us, we have to remember, it's only in our limited understanding of what the Rabbeinu Shalom is, we have to remember and remind ourselves that as much as we know about Him, we know actually very little. At the same time,
how can we mention Kedoshim? Like,
well,
who are we referring to according to
this? Kedoshim, Mechayim, and Chazal is referring to two things: the Klal Yisrael and Malachim. That we have the opportunity to praise Him, even though He is Kadosh and Hashem Kol Kadosh.
You
mean why we're calling ourselves Kedoshim?
Yes.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. It doesn't fit with the same.
It fits with the whole.
No, it's very good. Why?
Hashem is Kadosh and separate from us. We're calling ourselves Kadoshim. We're all separate.
Well, we are Kadoshim in a sense. Since we are Klal Yisrael's Kadosh and Malachim are Kadoshim, so we're able to relate to Hashem, who is also a Kadosh. But not for a moment to think that it's the same Kedusha. Kadoshim to you, ki Kadosh ani. But it's different types of Kedusha. The Chazal said, Yachol Kamayni. You might think you should be Kadosh like me. Tamalai mar ki Kadosh ani. I'm a different type of Kedusha. I think some of the Mefarshim say Kadoshim over there is missing a Vav. And Ki Kadosh Ani is with above Malay. There's Chaser and Malay. So we could relate to Hashem as Kadoshim. And the only ones who could praise Hashem are Klai Yisrael Malachim, because we have an element of Kedusha to us. We have to remember Atal Kadosh, that the Rabbeinu Shalom, again, there's difference between, I don't know my dictic so well, but if there's a difference between Kadosh and Kedoshim, there might be a difference in the Atzmius of Kedusha, as that like Kadosh and Kadosh are different. Kadosh means it's intrinsically holy. Kadosh means it became holy. It's not intrinsic. So Klal Yisrael is also intrinsically holy, but it's a different type of Kedusha than the Rabbeinu Shalom. So we could relate to him because of his Kedusha, because we are Kadosh, but then we have to remember how far he really is from our understanding. So you have both ideas here. And the other idea is, when we mention Ukedoshim B'chol Yom Yaluch HaSelah Klal Yisrael HaMalachim, is the truth is that if a person remembers and thinks about that, okay, let's just leave it at that. That's easier than that. So the best bracha is to remember that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is as far, even though we relate to him and we're davening to him, is close to us. We're allowed to relate to you with Kadosh and Mechol Yom Yilchasela, but the bracha is Hashem is Kadosh and removed from us. We move on to the next bracha. Here, a person should right away think to himself that.
What was the second intention, Kavana, for Atakadu?
I nixed it. No, we didn't say it. So now, Atakainen Ladam Das. So a person has to remember, he should be, the Svarim say, I think the Mishaburi even brings it down, that a person should be asking Hashem to give him Das to be able to make the right choices in life. To be Baicher B'Tayiv and not Bira. Besides the idea of Limanat Torah and all these things, but just the idea, Atachayin Eladam Das, Rabbeinu Shalom, give me the Das to be able to make the right choices in life, to be Baicher B'Tayiv and not Bira. With the understanding that what differentiates a person and an animal is his Das. The idea that a person has the ability to choose. I'm a person. I am something special. I'm not an animal, and I have das. Rabbeinu Shalom, give me the help to make the right choices in my life. That is atachayin ladam das. Now we go to the bracha of tshuva. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha. A person should have kavana here that there's a yetzahara in this world. And the yetzahara is very powerful. And Chazal tell us, the Molech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei, if Hashem doesn't help a person, there's no way he could overcome his Yetzirah. So in this bracha of Hashiveinu Avinu, that we're asking the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to help us overcome our Yetzirah and be able then to dedicate ourselves to Torah and Mitzvahs. In order that we should be able to dedicate ourselves to Avodas Hashem, to His Torah and His Mitzvahs. We come to the bracha of Slach Lanu Avinu Kichatanu. It's pretty obvious. The person is asking Mechila from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. However, it's more than just Mechila. We want that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should forgive us and not bring us punishments for our Averis. Because when a person, Chas V'Shalom, is punished for their Averis, again, it's not easy for them to be able to serve Hashem properly. So, Slach Lanu Avinu Kichatanu, we're asking Hashem, be Michael us, forgive us, but it's always because, why? Just why should Hashem be Michael us? He didn't very deserve a punishment for it. Why is Hashem, if a person comes to Hashem and says, I made a mistake, and I want Mechila in order that I can continue to serve you, so then, the Rabbeinu Shalom gives him the Siyata Dishmaya. So in the bracha before, we were asking Hashem, help us out that the Yetzer shouldn't get the best of us in order we should serve you. And when he got the best of us and we did the Averis, we're asking for Mechila in order that we should be able to continue to serve you without having to be punished and having to suffer Rachman al-Utlan and anything else that comes along with our Averis.
But certain averus are only mechaper with isurim.
This is true. Yeah, right. Okay. So, but to the best of its, whatever it could accomplish, it'll accomplish.
Isn't there also there's the isurim, and then there's isurim like putting a hand in your pocket, so you could have.
Right. So maybe right. So it's being brought up that perhaps if Hashem Barachmanis will give isurim that don't. Take a person away from Torah and Mitzvah, sticking a hand in your pocket and getting out the wrong coin, or something like that, having a hard time finding a parking space, whatever it is. If Hashem can bring your sermon away that it doesn't stare you from your Avodas Hashem, so then you could accomplish both things. So the idea is that we still want to continue serving the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and this is a way, if he's Michael us, or if he helps us out in a way, bring the Mechila in an easier way, so then we'll be able to continue with our Avodas Hashem.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
But if, when I send you someone in Zion, you do it to them because you want them to go for it, and you think that the growth they get from it will be good for them.
Okay.
So then you're aware of that, and that even if you can't go from easy situations, like, I send notes, like,
I don't know. This, you're touching on a very large and difficult subject because.
So if it's good for the person,
and you realize. I mean, we do ask in Berachas Hashachar we say, "V'al tivyeinu lo yedecheis lo yedei avera v'avim lo yedei nisayon." There are different ways Hashem could accomplish things, and they're not always. And it doesn't always have to be the question was that if the Baruch Hashem brings you to an Isayan because he wants you to learn from it or he wants something to accomplish from it, so why are you asking now not to get that or the Yisurim or whatever it is? There's many different ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets you to the same Tachlis. And the truth is, a lot of times the Tachlis of a Yisurim or an Isayan is to get you, like we said with the Mea Brachas. We said with the Mea Brachas, gets a person the same result that the Magefa was supposed to accomplish, the Klai Yisrael should come close to Hashem, the Mea Brachas could accomplish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's many different ways ways that a person can come to the same hakara of the Rabbi Nisham, or whatever ends the Rabbi Nisham wants out of the mean, so to speak, that Hashem has Eitzah. So we're hoping to ask the Rabbi Nisham that it shouldn't be done in a hard way. It should be done. Now, it doesn't mean to say things are necessarily going to be easy, but there's different levels of hard. And could be, if a person comes to that Kar of Hashem, in Slachlon Avinu Kichatanu, so then, to get from where he is then to the next point, doesn't need as hard a Nitzayan or Yisurim or so on and so forth, then if he didn't come to that Kar, he got himself, you know, like the first base, so to speak. So, again, this is a regalachas, it's a larger subject than this. But there's still, you see, the idea is that we don't want, we say this in the Ni'il also, right? V'loy ha'idei Yisurim Kashim. Pastor Rabbeinu Shalom, we don't want, we're not asking for Yisurim. The Rabbeinu Shalom has all different ways of waking a person up and bringing him to the Tachlis where the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to get him there. And we're hoping that it should be in a way that it shouldn't stop us from Torah and Mitzvahs. Okay. Now we go on to Geula. In this bracha, Rashi tells us in Masechta Megillah that this is not talking about Geula from the Galus. We mentioned this also once before. Shigaleinu me'atzaris abayis aleinu tamid. The tzaris, the klaitzal experiences on a daily basis in the Galus. That's what this bracha is for. There's the big geula that the Rabbi Nisham will bring about Bezat Hashem that we're going to daven for later. But this is for the daily, the daily tzaras that Klai Yisrael has to go through. We're asking the Rabbi Nisham, please, Riva Rivenu, fight our fight for us. Take care of those tzaras that we shouldn't have, the tzaras that are daily tzaras. Now the truth is, the Mabit writes that every daily tzara and Yeshua that we're saved from is really a result of tefillas on the gula too. But here is a special bracha, it can be mechavin, Klai Yisrael. You don't have to use your imagination too much to figure out what to think about today of what Klai Yisrael tzaras that we have from every country in the world that's out to nuke us, so to speak, chas v'shalom. But there's a lot of tzaras. It's not like we don't have our troubles. So that's the bracha Reva and Yenim. Then we come to the bracha Rifainu, also not such a hard bracha. However, one second, I thought I saw it here. Right, that we're asking the Rabbi Nisham that we should have a Refuah Shleima, or Klai Yisrael should have a Refuah Shleima, that all the Chaylim of Klai Yisrael should have a Refuah Shleima. And the Lashon is, again, why? In order that we should be healthy to be able to learn Torah and serve Hashem properly. Chazal, there's a Chassid Yaidit in Ovis somewhere that says, Karav Hashem, L'chol Karav, L'chol Hashem Yikra'u Ve'emes. What does it mean, Yikra'u Ve'emes? So the Chassid Yaivet says, Ve'emes means, if a person calls out to the Rabbi Nishalaylam and he davens for Ruchnius. Now even though a lot of the tefillahs that we have are Gashmias tefillahs, however, but if a person is davening for the Gashmias, kedei that they should have Ruchnias, like here, Refa'inu Hashem v'Neirofe, why does the person want a Refuah Shleima? Not just they should be healthy, but why does the person want to be healthy? Wants to be healthy, so he should be able to serve Hashem and to do mitzvahs. That's called that Yikra'u Ve'emes, a person is Yikra'u Ve'emes. So there's the idea here of Refa'inu Hashem v'Neirofe, a Refuah, whether a person themselves is sick or being Mishtatet in the Tzar of all sick people in Klal Yisrael. We're all related to each other, we're all one Neshama, and therefore we're all like the limbs of one big body. So if someone's sick, it's Refa'inu Hashem v'Neirofe. We are also supposed to feel as if we're sick, and therefore we daven for it. But again, the idea is not that they should just have the Refuah Shleima themselves, but the Refuah Shleima in order to be Isaac B'Torah. They should be healthy. A person needs a healthy body in order to be Isaac B'Torah and do the mitzvahs properly. And And then we have Baruch Aleinu again, the same theme. We ask the HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Parnasa, for Mezaynus Berevach, that Rebbeinu Shlom should bring Parnasa easily to Klal Yisrael. Again, for what purpose do we want Parnasa? That we should be able to enjoy this world? No, again, if a person has Parnasa easier, so then he has less tirdus, he has less things bothering him, and he's able to be Isaac B'Tayra and Mimikayim Mitzvahs properly. So again, the Baruch Aleinu, although these are all brachas for the Gashmias, however, the Gashmias has to be tied into the Ruchnias. Not, I don't want Parnasa in order that I should be able to just do whatever I want, because I just don't want to work hard. So I should be able to be free to be able to serve the Rabbanu Shalom properly. Now we go to Tekah B'Shai for Godel L'Chei Reseinu. And this, the Mefarshim say, that if a person stops for a moment and thinks about the Sakana Haruchanias that most of Klal Yisrael and Galus is in. Most of Klal Yisrael are not Shomrei Torah Mitzvos. Most of Klal Yisrael is either in Sakana of being not part of Klal Yisrael anymore, as intermarriage is rampant, and there's intermarriage, and there's whatever the, you know, Freya come up with patrilineal things, that your father could be a Jew and the mother doesn't have to be a Jew. So unfortunately, there's a lot of people who may think they're Jewish, they're not really Jewish, and it's a big sakana. And if you think about it, Rav of Klal Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, we are Shomrei Torah Mitzvos, but Rav of Klal Yisrael is not, and it's a result of the Galus. Some of it is like next week's parasha, Tzileni Miyarachim Miyar Esav. Some of it is a result of the Esav, and some of it is a result of the American Achi, of everyone being friendly, and it's a bigger sakana the Achi than the Esav. So if a person thinks for a moment, that Klaisol is a sakana throughout, being spread out in the Galus, and there's so many people, we're asking the Rabbeinu Shalom, please help us out and gather us in, that we should be an Am Echad, that we all should be Shomrei Torah Mitzvos. Rav Grumer said over this week in Shul, he said a lashon that it says, what was his lashon? It says, "Vayechra Yitzchak harad gedayla ad ma'id." The Yitzchak was very scared. So it said he trembled. The Major says he trembled two times. He trembled once by the Arkada, and he trembled once now. So once by the Akeda, he says, is trembling from Akeda, the Siman of Mesiris Nefesh. The Klai is going to have to be Meister Nefesh, Akedah Hashem, throughout the Dairus. And the trembling now was more from the trembling of, I'm not sure, I'm trying to think how exactly it fit in, that the trembling of the Achi, of the places where that, it's not because you're Meister Nefesh, but there's a, his example was, he probably saw one of like the oldest Svarim that talks about how in Russia they didn't kill you, they just didn't let you be Jewish, or they didn't let you keep Torah Mitzvahs, or in America where it's with the love and just open with everything that is we're accepting, some of the melting pot. And the Charada Gedayla Ad Ma'ay, like I said, it's a bigger Sakana the Achi than the Esav, having the Sakana of the Gayim welcoming us is a bigger Sakana than killing us. So he said that even if, when a person thinks about it, even if you can't do anything about it, there are people involved in Kiruv, he said, that's, everyone has to make their own decision. But even if you're not involved and you can't do anything about it, however, at least we should have a Charada. Does it bother us? Or do we say, Shalom Alei Nafshi, we're Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs? Okay, there's a world out there, there's nothing you can do, but does it bother you that Rav of the Am Hashem is not Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs? And in this bracha, a person can think to himself and say, the Rabbeinu Shalom, there's such a Sakana Ruchani is out there. Daily there are people who fall to the wayside of our karbanah, so to speak, to the Galus. And that's the bracha here, that we ask the Rabbeinu Shalom to protect us in the Galus, and eventually the Kapten Yach and Me'ar B'Kam Pesaretz. Yeah?
Is that the story of Harada?
Yeah, so I'm missing how it connects. I forgot.
Oh.
How it connects to that part of it.
Okay,
that is Kibbutz Galyas. Then we move on to Shiva Shiftenu Kavarishaina, is where we're asking for Sanhedrin to come back. The Sanhedrin is a prerequisite, really, to Mashiach to come. Chazal say Mashiach ben David is not going to come until the Sanhedrin is first back in Klal Yisrael. And when the Sanhedrin is back in Klal Yisrael, there's going to be a special Ashrus Hashchina in Klal Yisrael. And
so there's
going to
be the next generation.
I don't know. It says Eliyahu is going to come and bring back Sanhedrin. After Sanhedrin, then Mashiach ben David is going to come and the Gula is going to come. That says. So the first thing it starts off is, and really Kibbutz Goliath is first. That's why Kibbutz Goliath came first. But let's say Negelin Yaneinu, Ashiva Shevteinu, is we have to mechaven that the Rebbeinu Shem should bring the Sanhedrin back, because you have to understand when the Sanhedrin is in Klal Yisrael, there's a special Ashrus Hashchina in Klal Yisrael. And that's what we're asking here from the Rabban Shlomo.
Well, this could be the
Pesach
before the actual
Gula. Yeah, we don't really mention any of Pesach. I mean, that's the Shiva Shavtainu.
I'm saying the
Sanhedrin. Could be. I talk about Sanhedrin is going to be from which generation Sanhedrin is going to be. I don't know.
It can't be tomorrow.
How do you know?
I mean, the greatest person is not comfortable to.
Okay, every dar had a Sanhedrin, right? To see the dar. Well,
we're
to know. Okay, I don't know. Eliyahu will take care of it. Right. Okay, so that's Hashiva Shevteinu, that this is already, we're talking at the beginning of the Gula, Ashrus Hashchina and Klal Yisrael through the Sanhedrin. Now we go on to...
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Because it's talking about Yogin and Anacha that comes from incorrect din. That when it's things are not judged Alpi, Torah, and the Shoiftim, the judges are Rishayim, so we're talking about the Yogin and Anacha that comes from incorrect din. Ivas Hadin, it's called. It's called din that's wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. It says, there's a pasuk in Mishlei, Chaf Tezbeis, Bimshol Rasha, Yenach Am, or something like that. That when the Rasha is ruling, the Shaiftim Arishayim, so the nation groans, because things aren't run Keshura. So, when the Shaiftainu, when the Sanhedrin comes back, the Yatzeinu, we have the Chachamim giving us the proper Eitzes, so that will lead to Hasim Imenu Yogin Manach. Then we come to Vilam Alshinim. You're welcome. We come to Vilam Alshinim. In Vilam Alshinim, a person should think, and this is also rampant in Klal Yisrael, and some people it's not their fault, and some people it is their fault. But Kfira is rampant in Klal Yisrael. And Vilam Alshinim, a person should think that Hashem should help get rid of Minus. Minus is Kfira in Klal Yisrael. That everyone, and this is very easy for us to relate to, everyone should believe in Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh. That is true emunah in Klal Yisrael. And people who don't believe in Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh are really rebelling and uprooting against Chachmei Yisrael, and it undermines the whole Torah. So in the bracha of Olam Hashinim, a person would think, Rabbi Nisham, please help get rid of Kfira and Klal Yisrael. Everyone should be maminin in Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh.
Does it mean the actual people, or it just means the idea that they should start?
Both. What do you mean, to get rid of the people? No, we want to get rid of the... We want to get rid that they should become Aminim.
Okay,
we don't want to do that.
I think there are probably some people that we don't really should have pity on them.
They don't what?
That we don't have pity on them, that we don't like...
We don't have pity in them. Adarav, it says that Yikarsu Chataim V'loi Chaitim, right? There was once there's a story in the Gemara that one of the Amiraim was davening that they should die, and his wife said, let them do tshuva and they won't have to die. So we rather have that they'll do tshuva, right? If they're not going to do tshuva, they're not going to do tshuva.
Is that the people who want to kill?
No, Avada Rishayim we want killed. We want Avada Rishayim. We're talking about people who are not, people in Klal Yisrael who are not Mamin in Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh. You know, some of them, I guess, some of them are not their fault. Others are, it is their fault. So whichever way it is, we want them to be brought back to the Amunah and Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh. We're not asking that we should kill them out, that they should die. We want them to do tshuva. That's what we want to happen.
Those are me.
Rabbi Meir?
Was it written about the Christians?
Wasn't this bracha written about the Christians?
Yes, by Christians. He's having a time in our...
So therefore, what do you say?
Well, it doesn't.
He's asking.
So therefore, what? So you're saying it's not referring to the Minim and Klal Yisrael?
No. Could it be both? What is it?
Could be both. It could be related to both. It could be both. There's a lot of meanings here. The original bracha was not v'la malshinim. V'la malshinim really means v'la malshinim l'malchus. People who are malshin, that they give over Klal Yisrael to the kingdom to be killed. The original bracha really was v'la mishumadim al tisikva. Mishumadim are people who believed in Tyre and they don't believe Tyre anymore. And that's what minim are. Minim are people who believed in Tyre and they don't believe in Tyre anymore. Could be the end of the bracha. We throw in Vayamcha, and really Vahazedim. What? It's thrown into it. But the Birchas Haminim, that's the name of the brachas. Birchas Haminim are referring to people in Klal Yisrael. That be Kursim in Klal Yisrael.
It says that Klal Rishon yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's talking about Rishon.
There's someone who is a real apikiris who can't do tshuva. You know, it says if you in the olden days, if you walked by, there's a concept of someone who's a min, someone who's a real kaifer, and they know things are wrong, and they're just going lahachis against the Rebbeinu Shlom, and they as is, there's no hope for tshuva. It says, my reason v'lay ma'alim, you throw them into pits and let them die over there. There is a concept of someone who has no hope left for them. They have bechira, but at the moment we have an achrayis perhaps to get rid of them in Klal Yisrael. That's their choice. You know, someone who kills somebody else, also we kill them. Why they did tshuva? But that's what the rules of engagement, so to speak, say. That's the halachas. So there is the concept of v'chol ha-minim kerega yevedu. We want them to be destroyed. There's two ways they can be destroyed. Either they get rid of them physically, if they don't want to do tshuva, or we're hoping they'll do tshuva. Now, thrown into this bracha, the original girsa was not v'hazeidim, which means people who are poishim, people who do averis on purpose, like a zeid. The original nusach was umalchu zodin, which was really referring to the kingdom that used to rule over us. But I heard from one of the Gedali Yisrael, Mipiv, that he said Malchus Adin doesn't necessarily have to work, refer to Goyim, it can refer to Malchus Adin Kla Yisrael, who are Kaifrim. He said it negia to certain governments in Eretz Yisrael, certain times that they were really out the Hashem and Alarik B'nai Taira. He said, or Shaimri Taira Mitzvah, he said, when you say Malchus Adin, we want their Hashem, get rid of their Malchus. That's it. They should fall, someone else should come. So it's in this bracha, there's a lot here. But Negel in Yaneinu, to just what the Kavanah, if you want to know what Kavanah to have, the easy Kavanah, the Siyaris Rav says this, that to get rid of Kvir and Klal Yisrael, everyone should believe in Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebaalpeh.
That's what you asked in Arches?
Correct.
There's like an interesting thing that's the basic thing to think about from how it came out, like how this bracha
was. It's called Birkas Aminim. That's what it's called.
But that's how it's intended.
You don't see it exactly in the Pasuk, in the thing so much?
That's who made it up again. Shmuel
Kazan? Shmuel Kazan, yeah.
That he made it up for people who were saying about Jews saying Lashon Hara about Jews.
How do you know that?
Is it from Mindy? Yeah. Talking about the Christians? Really? I don't know.
Bracha zu nisakna negera Yehudim shayu malshinim alacheim el sari tzvois roimi lim tzachein bein erishos. So we're talking about who's a part of it is a person who gives over something to the the eighth Yaitzev says is bring the arzvash yasim alibay. This is exactly what we said. Some say it's going on Amalek. So on and so forth. So there's a lot in the bracha, but this is the Yaris Vash says. So, you know, if when you get to the next step, you want to move Chav in both, you can move Chav in both. But this is one Kavanah to find from here. Okay, we move on. Tzadikim. Allah Tzadikim, Allah Chasidim. Here's very simple. Daven for Tzadikim. When's the last time we daven for our Tzadikim? It's a very simple place. The daven that we have tzaddikim and klal Yisrael. Ki bizchus amanu chayim. The tzaddikim and klal Yisrael give a chias into everyone. Everyone lives off the schus of tzaddikim. So we think about the tzaddikim in our dar. So those that need refuah shleima, we could daven they need refuah shleima. The others that are healthy, we daven that they're b'nei shleima. A person can think to themselves which tzaddikim they could relate to, they have a shaykh to, they appreciate, so on and so forth. But the idea that we have tzaddikim and klai, so we're davening for them. Now included, I want to throw in another thing in this bracha is the same zachar tayv l'chal abayit k'mishimcha b'emes v'simcha keinu imahem loylam. In this bracha, you could be mechaven also that the Rebbeinu Shem should help you be a Baiteach b'Hashem. There's nothing wrong with davening to Hashem that you should, He should give you siyata d'shmaya to be able to have bitachin. You know, for every midah that there is, a person wants to be, Rabbi Revda once, recently someone stopped him on the way out of Mincha and asked him, he wants a Eitzah to be a Yorei Shamayim. So he said over in the Shechter, he said the poor guy didn't realize what he was in for. But he said, the first thing I asked him was, do you ever mispallel to be a Yorei Shamayim? Did you ever say, Tfilah Rabbeinu Shem, help me be a Yorei Shamayim? So I told him, he says, I told him, at the end of the davening, say, Yirotzim, Pnevinish, Rishamayim, Shetazakeini, Brachmech, Rabim, Liyos, Yorei Shamayim, Behemes. Finish. Every misfellow. So here is a person wants to be a Bateach Bashem. We need helping Bateach Bashem. I read, where did I just see something? Second, I just saw. I don't remember where it was, but the idea is you need siyata d'shmaya. So besides for all that tzaddikim to daven for tzaddikim, person can here be mispallel for siyata d'shmaya to strengthen their bitachon. That doesn't mean you just rest on your laurels and say, okay, I daven for it. Obviously, a person has to do things too. But again, you always need siyata d'shmaya for every mile of ruchnius. So v'simcha keni imohem that we should be from the baitcha b'shimcha b'emes. Yeah.
Well, what about
So it's that's the chira, yeah. So we still need tiyata d'shmaya. Right? We still need tiyata d'shmaya. Well, even if it's not the ishtalos, you still need yerushalayim. You still need tiyata d'shmaya. So this is davening for tiyata d'shmaya. Hashem should help me. I just saw someone said, I'm trying to remember where, that what was I looking at? Someone said, let me daven. Okay, I don't remember. Someone put these two things together, that a person has to do it himself, but at the same time, they have to daven for Ziyata Dishmai. Okay, then we move on to Bainir Yerushalayim. Listen, you know, we're so removed from these things, but this is when we know what Chazal we're trying to put after we saw the whole Akdama of what Anshei Knesset HaGedolah we're trying to put Yisoidus HaAmuna and the Yisoidus of Yadus and in the Tefillah. So the Shalayim Erecha Brachmim Toshuv, the Tachlis of Shleimus and Klal Yisrael is Yerushalayim built up a Binyan Olam. Right, of Neitza Bekarv Yemenu Binyan Olam. Binyan Olam means a Binyan Itzchi. Not the Yerushalayim we see today. There's a Zayir HaKadosh that says, I once went through it, not here, somewhere else, maybe in seminary, went through it inside. The Zayir HaKadosh says that the truth is that once Klal Yisrael did the chet of the Meraglim, so the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't end up building the Beit HaMikdash that he wanted to build. Shlomo HaMelech built it. It was Bidei Adam. We knew it was going to be destroyed. Second Beit HaMikdash for sure. And the Beit HaMikdash that the Rebbeinu Shalom had in mind to build, we say in Oz Yashir, Mikdash Hashem Kainu Yadecha. So that Rebbeinu Shalom was going to build the Mikdash Hashem was going to build it himself, was never built. And that's what we mean, says the Zayar, when we say we never had even Yerushalayim. And he says the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. We never had the Yerushalayim Hashem really had in mind to build for us when we went out of Mitzrayim. But even without that Zayar, The Yerushalayim we have today is not the Yerushalayim of Shlomo HaMelech either. It's not that Yerushalayim. It's not the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. Go look in Yerushalayim, the Eir Atika. Look in the whole city of Yerushalayim. Is there a count, if you ever were there, and you count how many churches there are in this tiny little city of the whole city of Yerushalayim. How much Tumah is there. Forget the Makam HaMikdash. Just full of it. Every other step. There's a lot of Tumah there. This is not the Yerushalayim that we are davening for. And especially with the background of understanding that in the times of the second Beit HaMikdash they were davening this tefillah of Uvnei Isa B'Karav Yameinu Binyan Olam. So this is not the Yerushalayim that we're looking for. And when you go through on Tisha B'Av and you go through the Nachem and you look at what Yerushalayim looks like today and how we describe Yerushalayim as Ha'ir Hashemema V'Habizuya Ha'avela, Chareva, Bezuya, Shemema. It's Avela Mibanel. We don't, Klaisel's not there. It's missing all the Batik and the Sias and Batim Midrashas. Many of them have Zuya Mikvaida because there's tons of Avodah Zarah there. So there's, and it says over there, it's all different things over there. What Yerushalayim is. We look at Yerushalayim, and it's a far cry from what it was many hundreds of years ago. But this is not the Yerushalayim we're davening for. We're davening for the Binyan Olam. It should be a Binyan Netzach. And this is from the Yesaidus of Klal Yisrael. Binyan Yerushalayim is one of the Yesaidus of Yadus, is that we want to come back to Yerushalayim. So that's Binyan Yerushalayim. And I would tell you, the Arizal says you're supposed to cry. You should cry. This is the first brach he says you should cry about. Yivka. So again, we're very far from that, but at least the idea that there's such a concept. Tachlis of Shleimus of Klal Yisrael is, and his lashon is, if we don't have Yerushalayim and Malchus Beis David, which is the next bracha, Lama Lanu Chayim. What's life worth us? We live a life, you know, life is good, and then there's going to be Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash. It's wonderful. But those who lived with the Churban Beis HaMikdash as realizing what we're lacking in Klal Yisrael, they said, Lama Lanu Chayim, and that's how a person is really supposed to look at this bracha. In the next bracha at Tzemach David, so there's a concept of Tzemach Yerushalayim, there's Malchus Beis David. Unfortunately, because of our Averis, this Malchus Beis David doesn't exist anymore, and we asked the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to bring back Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David. Because of our Averis, Malchus Beis David doesn't exist, it was Nifsak, and we're hoping the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will bring back Malchus Beis David. Then we come to Shema Kileinu, also seeming to be easy bracha, but the Mefarshim say a person has to have extra kavanah here, because it's not just a general bracha. And this is, I think, the chiddush here a person has to remember with Shema Kileinu. It's not just a general bracha that you can ask whatever you want. That's also true. But why was it put here? The reason it was put here was, the lashon of the Aris Vash is, this bracha is soifam soyis, it's the end of the middle section of brachas, and tzarech kavana yaseira, and therefore you need extra kavana. Why? Because you're not just asking, okay, I detailed 10 things till now, whatever, how many brachas till now there were, right? And now these are all the rest of everything. No. Sheyishma Hashem, Hashem shall listen to my tefillah and be mekabel berachamim, all the things I was mispallel for until now. This bracha is like a bracha that wraps it up. Shema Kileinu Hashem Lekeinu, what's mekabel berachamim es tefillaseinu? What's tefillaseinu? Everything I daven until now, we put like an extra oomph to it, an extra tefillah. If I didn't have enough kavana before, my kavana now should give it an extra boost. That it's the Rabbeinu Shem should be mekabel it. Umilfanecha makenu reikam out. Don't let us leave you reikam. Of all the brachas we are mispalo, we're adding in Rabbeinu Shem again. We're being kailed. We're putting it all together here in Shema Kileinu. And once we're doing that, since it's also this nusuk, a person can be mispalel for all of his tzrachim, all of his needs. But the aside of the bracha is, it's a wrap-up bracha. It's the end of the bakashas that we're asking here that are more pratiyas for the yachid, for us as an individual. And therefore we're saying, the Rabbeinu Shem Shema Kileinu, like wrapping it up at the end, listen to the tefillahs we are mispalel till now. And and be mekabel.
What?
What?
Why is there no outright bracha about davening for your children or davening for shidduchim and things like that?
That's an excellent question.
Well, that falls under Arayin Hanim.
Which one? Which one?
Any personal
That could be.
I'm always davening for coming here for certain things. That's why it's just,
Yeah, so they talk about why there's no place to daven for your children and stuff and things like that. You want to know what? See, the truth is that I don't know why Anshe Knesset HaGedolah didn't feel that one of the sizes that we have to be mechazek every single day is that we should have hatzlacha with our children and with shidduchim. There wasn't a shidduch crisis then, right? There was no shidduch crisis, right? No, but we all know. We'll get a laugh out of everyone, but we all know that Anshe Knesset HaGedolah were putting everything in for all the diaries, so they knew about the shidduch crisis already, right? They knew about the Nazi project. They knew everything, and they put it all in here. So you can find over here. You have to find where it is. So there's another place they talk about being mispallel for children, for hatzlacha and things like that. But in Shema Kaleinu is where the general thing is that there's more pratiyistic tefillah. So I don't have a great answer why Chazal chose these needs over those needs. If you think about it, these needs, most of them are very negiah to Ruchnius and very negiah to all of Klal Yisrael, as opposed to more an individualistic type of Barkasha, and those, that's why the Chazal did give a place in Shema Kaleinu that a person could daven for those things. And it was brought up here that perhaps if you say in Rei Vanyenu, Reveino, I'm not sure how you get to that exactly. I'm not 100% sure. Okay. What?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. That question was Freda Cohen. It shouldn't be Chayshu. It was your question. Okay, no problem. I won't hold it against you. Okay. Fine. That is Shema Atfilo. Now, then we move on to Avoida, which is Ritzei. And here we're asking another important thing. And that is that two things. We're asking number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mekabel Atfilis B'makam HaKarbonis. One of the reasons tefillos were nisakin were b'makom karbonis, and we're asking that the Rabbeinu Shalom should be mekabel them b'makom the karbonis.
Not really.
Why not?
Because second we split the shack karbonis and tefillos.
Okay, but now I'm talking about b'zman hazeh. At the same time, we're also asking that for binyan beis hamikdash, that the Rabbeinu Shalom should bring back the karbonis to Klal Yisrael. Two things in this bracha. There's tefillah and avoda thrown together. It should be mekabel ishe Yisrael u'tfilatam bi'avos akabel baratzayin u'tzihila ratzayin tamin avodas Yisrael. Avodas Yisrael is tefillah and karbonis. We're putting them together here. If there's any other bracha that tied them together clearly, here we're tying them together and we're asking Hashem. And the truth is, if you think about the bakasha of u'tzihila ratzayin tamin avodas Yisrael amecha, it's an unbelievable bakasha. We're asking Hashem that any tefillah any person in Klal Yisrael asks for should be l'ratzayin tamin. Hashem should always accept it. That's an unbelievable tefillah to be able to mevakish from Hashem that if a person is mispallel properly and we don't have karbonis, not only should be mokum karbonis, but every tefillah tamid should be l'ratzin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel l'ratzin. So besides for the idea of being asking for the avoida back, and this is avoida, however the idea of being mekabel our tefillahs and any tefillah that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel l'ratzin. And then we come to Maidim, and in Maidim a person is supposed to give Haidah to the Rabbeinu Shalom for all the Taivis Hashem does for him constantly. Because truthfully, according to our Madrega, according to our Averis, according to our lack of Avodas Hashem, we're not really roi for too much. And the Rebbeinu Shalom yet continues to give us, and we have to give Haida, and Hakaras HaTayv and Kfuyei Taiva are the best and worst things. If a person is a Kfuyei Taiva, that means he's not recognizing Hashem's Taivas. Chas V'Shalom, Hashem might say, I'm going to wake you up and see if you remember me. When a person remembers the Taivas, I always say over the famous Das Kein Mibalei HaTaisvis in Parashas Mishpatim that if an animal, if there's a trefa, if you have one of your animals, a sheep or a lamb or something, is torn apart by a wolf. So la caliph tashlichunay say. So you give it to the caliph. So we all know Rashi says because the caliph didn't bark him, it's trying to get scar. But that the kingdom says in the olden days, if you had a flock of sheep, you had a sheep dog, right? What did the dog do? If you ever saw a wolf, it went and it protected the sheep. So why did you find the sheep that was torn apart by a wolf? Who didn't do their job? The dog. Why? That's if the dog would have done his job, the wolf wouldn't have gotten in here. So why do you give the caliph now? He didn't do his job. You give him that treifa?
You're having a karsatoven all the times that
you... Because that's supposed to remind you of all the other times you didn't have a treifa. Why didn't you have a treifa? Because the dog protected your sheep. So that when something goes wrong is when you're supposed to wake up and say, you know what? One speed bump, that means everything till now was so smooth. So you give the dog schar because not a car is a type, he didn't do his job now, but it reminds you of all the other when things go smooth and easily, and it's a big chesed from the Rebbeinu Shloim, but you become used to it. The Rebbeinu Shloim says, wake up a little bit. So the antidote to that is, and that's brought down, that if a person remembers the chesed of Hashem when things are going good, and he tries to think up of ways how things could go wrong, and they didn't, that itself could be a way that he doesn't need that wake-up call from the Rebbeinu Shloim. So over here you have so many things, I can't go through all of them. But achayeinu amsur miyadecha. The Rebbeinu Shloim keeps us alive every moment. This is talking about the neshama. Hashem gives us back in the morning. But I always had a ha'ara over here. Achayeinu amsur miyadecha and nishmeseinu apkudas lach. Nishmeseinu means the person's actual life and death. And then achayeinu amsur miyadecha means our living life is mesur miyadecha. You don't have to look far to see how people's lives from one day to the next could be overturned, mamish, in a second. It's what could happen to a person overnight, and the entire life could change from whatever nisayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring. That's chayeinu amsur miyadecha. Our lives are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Not just the life and death, the daily living is mesur miyadecha. Val nisecha shebechol yoyim, the nisiv somewhere recently, one of the parashas says, this is referring to the nes of Parnasa. But forget that. There's nisim that we see, there's niflaisecha we don't see. You go on and go, keep on going. This bracha, a person should stop for a moment and just think, taivas HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him on a daily basis. Think of new ones every day, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made things go right. And you know what? And then you think about it, of all the things that you don't know went right. Because we don't know half of the things went right. That's Niflai Secha, the things we don't know about. The Nistaris. And for that, a person has to give Haida. The bracha of Maidim is the most unbelievable bracha that really is, that a person could really relate to. And it's the Hakaras HaTayv. The person has the opportunity to express HaKaras HaTayv to the Rebbeinu Shloim. At the same time, when you start thinking, you start being makir the type as HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And then we move to Sim Shalom, the last bracha here. Sim Shalom is that there should be Shalom in Klal Yisrael, because as we know, Shalom brings bracha, and there should be Achdus in Klal Yisrael, and the Rebbeinu Shalom wants Achdus in Klal Yisrael, and when when Klal Yisrael's Ba'achdus is the concept of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha, everyone's together, and when there's Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom Inkli Masik Bracha La Shalom, when there's Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Shalom. So we ask the Rebbeinu Shalom that it should help with Yad HaDishmaya, there's Bechira, there should be Shalom in Klal Yisrael, there shouldn't be Machlaikas in Klal Yisrael. Unfortunately, there's a lot of machlaikas in Klal Yisrael, and again, you don't have to look far to look for different machlaiksim. That's not your business to mix in, or our business to mix in, but the idea, the fact is, the Klal Yisrael is not always so b'achdus and so b'shalom, and therefore, through the shalom, we can be zaycha to all the brachas that the Rebbeinu Shalom will give us if we are b'shalom. And that is the last bracha, and I think there's a Rebbeinu Bechai somewhere that says, Let me just see if I can find it quickly here. It's not here. Maybe it's by Ma'ariv. Yeah, Rabbeinu B'chayim Vayikra says, "Lefi shahuba midas hashalom, since midas hashalom is so beloved to Hashem, an sheknas agdel or mesakein lachte matfilo b'midas hashalom. The shalom is kailul everything, all bracha is dependent on shalom. So akol ha'elach achar hachasima. If we want to end off, what's the chasima? An sheknas agdel itself, the chasima that includes all brachas is shalom. If we have shalom, then the Rabbeinu Shalom will be mashpia on us all brachas. That is the last bracha." And we'll stop over here for today, and I hope that we'll have some Isaiah in Tefillah. I sent the email.